Blog Talk Radio.
Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom.
tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Oh, I love that jam. Target Practice by Austin Brown, the Backpack Kids. It's been a while since I've heard that song. He keeps putting out so many jams. He has a new song out called, and a video called Ménage à Trois. Fun video. So you all should check it out. So check him out on Tumblr, Austin Brown. Become friends with him and like his page on Facebook. Visit austinbrown.com, his website. I think he has recently revamped it. So I just want to shout out he and the Backpack Kids, Tommy Parker and all their loved ones and so on. Chatted with Tommy Parker earlier in the AM. So I decided to play some Austin Brown, some AB. They've been gigging, so if you all want them to come to your city, you better let them know. Because Austin Brown has fans everywhere in the Backpack Kids. A great team of producers. So shout out to the whole Jackson family and everyone. Just kisses and hugs. But before that, of course, you heard the jam that's blowing up on not only internet radio, but top 40 radio stations everywhere. Talk That Talk by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z. And, of course, open this show with my dear friend Morris Mills, Round and Round. Okay, I'll play more of Morris's music in the very near future. Hopefully, he'll be back on in the very, very near future. I'm sure some of you enjoyed that moment when he arrived back in Chicago and talked about his week in California during Grammy Week. But today is Sports Friday, and there's so much to talk about regarding sports. So won't be able to cover everything, but I want to shout out all my real-life friends and online friends and everyone. Right now it is hot, hot, hot in Jackson, Mississippi, Jacktown. Right now I think it's like 72 degrees, supposed to have a high of 82. I'm not complaining because I love spring and summer. I'm glad to see spring and summer, but one thing that we do not like about spring and summer is obvious. What's been happening earlier in the week in the Midwest, tornadoes. So even though it's going to be a hot day today, the high will be 82 degrees, low 50. Right now, 70. We're supposed to get a lot of rain later on today. And so keep us in your prayers that it's only rain and not, strong, heavy winds and tornadoes. So, and let's take a moment of silence also for those that have been affected by the tornadoes that have just caused havoc throughout the Midwest, and also early in the week in Alabama and Georgia. And everyone has just been devastated by any type of crime. The kids, I think one of the funerals will be today or tomorrow. The kids that were injured and murdered in Ohio. Let's take a moment of silence for our own local communities and world peace. Praise God. I hope you all cannot hear my television in the background because obviously I am watching my favorite sports guys, Mike and Mike in the morning, and wow, they have been talking. I mean, their show is, 4 hours? And I don't even, they can't even cover all their stories because it's story after story from where would Peyton Manning go to, what's going on with Dwight Howard. I mean, I know many of you heard the news earlier this week and yesterday. The Orlando Magic franchise is very interested in obtaining my homie, native of Jackson, Mississippi, product of Jackson Public Schools, Lanier High, entered the draft straight out of high school in 2005, and that's Monte Ellis. As bad as I would love to see Dwight Howard with the Mavericks, I definitely support Monte Ellis. And I would love to, I mean, that would be a good match if Dwight Howard was not going to go to Dallas or the Lakers or the Nets and was then going to stay at Orlando, decided to stay at Orlando, that would definitely be a good match. I mean, even if he left Orlando, Monte Ellis and the Orlando Magic would be a perfect match. Because, you know, I always want my favorite players on my number one team, the Dallas Mavericks. But Orlando Magic happens to be one of my favorite teams, alongside Miami and other teams. But my number one is, you know, are the Dallas Mavericks. And I do love the Hornets and so on. But I think that would be a good fit. What do some of you think? And you can also call in and talk about anything regarding sports, because this is Sports Friday, 714-409-0614. Hey, the official Mississippi tour guides are available now. You can visit Mississippi Tourism website at visitmississippi.org. Some of you know how beautiful this state is, and some of you have never been here. So visit Mississippi, V-I-S-I-T. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That's MICrookedLittleCrookedLittleI.org. And I'm just looking at the amazing events and things that are happening. I know I have a lot of golf lovers and people who love good music like the blues listening, and there will be an event called the International Golf and Blues Experience that will happen in Biloxi, Mississippi, on the coast from April the 15th through the 21st. So golf lovers and blues lovers, check it out. So that's going to be from April the 15th to the 21st. Register now for 6 nights at the IP Resort and Spa, daily breakfast buffet, 4 rounds of championship golf, 5 nights of blues music featuring Chuck Jackson, Dylan Cruz, and much, much more. So you can, and that sounds like it's going to be a pretty neat event called the International Golf and Blues Experience. So I'm just looking at the different events that's happening. There's a Renaissance Fine Arts Festival happening right around the corner from where I live, at the Renaissance at Colony Park, Richland, Mississippi, from March 31st through April the 1st. So check that out. So there are many reasons to check out the Mississippi Tourism Guide. I'm looking at the Coal Miner's Daughter will perform at Ghost Rite in Tunica on March the 16th and 17th. We make a big deal about St. Patrick's Day weekend. So that's Loretta Lynn. So I just went on and on on the tourism attractions here in the state of Mississippi, we would never talk about sports. So be sure to visit Mississippi.org and request your copy of Mississippi Tourism Guide and also check it out online. I mean, every year, those tourism guides are always filled with a wealth of information. Just like the Mississippi Film Commission, we talk about making films and commercials and videos here in the state of Mississippi. Their production guide is very, very, very informative and filled with a lot of information and directory filled with, you know, the right context to contact regarding certain components of the film industry and video industry here in Mississippi. So Ward Embley is the executive director of Mississippi Film Commission. But you visit filmmississippi.org and the directory now is usually strictly online now. I do my best every year to try to nab me a printed copy, but very few copies are printed nowadays. So usually you can see the directory online. So check that out also while you're at it. And visit Jackson also, website for the capital city. But, oh, wow. And ESPN tonight will be flaming because Monte Ellis, a player that all eyes are on right now, Golden State and Philadelphia 76ers will be playing tonight. And also the Clippers will be playing also. Excuse me, my words are running together for some reason. Let me sip some water and sip some of my hot green tea. But I would not be drinking my green tea until I get off the air. But I think I should turn the television down a little bit. I feel like you all can hear Greeny and Goldie. Really. But visit the Saints. The Saints will be opening this preseason. I'm sure you all have heard that. Visit their website, NewOrleansSaints.com. At the end of the month, the Saints will host a high school coach type camp, a luncheon, and so on. Visit the website and you'll find out more, but I'll talk also more about it. Also, if I can pull up this email right quick, I will read the information off to you in the flyer. But visit the website, all you high school coaches. The end of the month, March the 30th, I believe, not March the 31st, the Saints will host like a camp, like a day for high school coaches. So I think that's a good deal right there. So I'm not trying to hesitate, but it seemed like there was something that I wanted to share. I like to jot my notes down, but there's someone I want to wish happy birthday to. Happy birthday to, speaking of the Saints, to a former Saint who was part of the 2010 Super Bowl championship team, and that is one of my mom's favorite players. One of my favorite, my mom's favorite Heisman Trophy winner, my favorite Heisman Trophy winner was O.J. Simpson. Happy birthday to none other than the Miami Dolphins, Reggie Bush. Today is his birthday. How old is he? I think he's turning like 27, if I'm not mistaken. And a little flip, the freestyle king of the South, his birthday will be tomorrow. So happy birthday to everyone who are celebrating birthdays this weekend, because I know a lot of people who celebrate birthdays this week and this weekend and next week and this month and next month. So birthdays are so fun, and they come once a year, even though we should treat every day as a birthday. So just happy birthday to a couple of my favorite people, and Reggie is one of my mom's favorite people, and so on. And I knew it was something that I wanted to talk about. Again, I have about 3 more minutes of live streaming, and the number is 714-409-0614. Monday, the topic will be about emotional eating. What causes emotional eating, and why and how can we prevent it, and so on. I never considered myself an emotional eater, but I think as a possibility, regarding some circumstances that I might emotionally eat, it's important for us to know the reasons that we do certain things or behave a certain way, and that also regarding our lifestyle choices and food and the reasons why we eat certain foods at a certain time, and regarding if we need to gain weight, because I've been there, done that, and it doesn't feel good when you need to gain weight. And when you need to lose weight, because I'm not a blimp, but I am overweight. And I'm glad the Lord has allowed me to see how it feels to be overweight. But, I can't wait to, I'm enjoying my journey of what I call my journey. This is my New Year's resolution, from chubby to fit journey. So, It's good to know the reasons why we eat a certain way. And I've never been anorexic, even though to some people I might have looked anorexic. But there's so many eating disorders on both ends of the spectrum. But the goal should be for all of us to live, to enjoy food, enjoy the foods that we can eat, healthy foods, but to eat in moderation, not touch stuff that's not good for us. And we know what's not good for us and what is good for us even by knowing ourselves and knowing what our doctors tell us also. So, like my doctor watches my blood pressure. So it's really important for me to watch my blood pressure, not to eat foods that blood pressure. I was 14 when my brother, who was a picture of health, died from hypertension at the age of 23. So it's important, if you look like a picture of health, if you look like you are out of shape and need to get in shape, it's important to know what's really going on regarding your health. So I think Monday, and I think I'm not alone, because my topics are driven by the listeners. So that will be the topic. We have 60 more seconds of the broadcast. I'm thinking about going ahead ending the show, but I'll continue the show past the limit because there is a little bit more to talk about regarding sports and just some basic information and news that's been happening. But what's up is a happy Friday. I thank you and appreciate you for tuning in and supporting the show, celebrating 1 year since the premiere of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Blog Talk Radio on March the 21st. So starting on March 19th, I'm going to try out an upgrade of the show that's called Premium and a 30-day trial. If it works out, I'll stick to that upgrade. If not, go back to 30-minute shows. But the live streaming is stopping, and I will continue talking right now. The live streaming has stopped. But thank you for those that have joined the chat room and coming back in and out. Oh, and shout out again. I must shout out my other subculture friends online and in real life, like Chris Angel Loyal at his website, officialchrisangel.com, and also the author, Zane. Those of you that are fellow supporters of Zane and the authors that she promote and publish also, because she published Ray J's book, and I haven't received information regarding him resuming the book that he had been I think he had started the book promotion, but he had definitely planned on a daily schedule of book signing that was intended to begin like 2 weeks ago. And, you know, all for obvious reasons, because of the loss of our beloved Whitney Houston, he had to cancel, you know, the book tour. But Zane published he and his co-author's new novel. Yes, it's a novel. It's not a bio or anything like that. It's a novel. And so I'll talk more about that, because I'm interested in talking to him also, a Mississippi native, about his novel whenever he is announces going back on his book tour and so on. But we have about 13 more minutes to talk. Unless someone calls, we'll continue to talk a little longer. But I wanted to tell you all more about the Saints weekend. I mean, with the high school coaches, but it hasn't pulled up yet. Wow. Let's see. I don't like being at a standstill, not on certain topics. But also the guys, and Mike and Mike, they've been talking about Wilt Chamberlain. This has been like 50 years. That's unbelievable. I know not 50 years when Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points. It's not 50 years, I guess so. No, it got to be like 30 years. I don't mind when if I have said something wrong or something. Maybe you all know what I'm talking about. Correct me, please. But I know it's an anniversary, but it's hard to believe that it's been that long. Must be 30 years. No, 40 years. Can't be 50 years. I'm not trying to pause, but I'm just checking out some sports news, because I'm getting emails right now as I talk. And I see something about Jeremy Lin. Oh, it's about the game against the Cavs. Something about that. Okay. Just scores from this past week. And regarding the 2012 NBA TV midseason report. So this is midseason. And also you can check out the NBA League Pass, watch games anywhere, free preview through March the 4th. So they're like, I just received an email showing like highlights of Jeremy Lin. And stories about Dirk's back and some stories about Rose and scores from last night's game. And I know the Lakers are playing the Heat again on Sunday, and the big talk that I've noticed throughout sports media just throughout the week, yesterday and today, if Kobe and the Lakers will seek revenge towards LeBron and the Heat, especially since Kobe's nose was injured badly this past weekend. So I think that's kind of wild. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it now. NBA TV tonight. I don't think it was last night. They're going to show Wilt 100 on NBA TV at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So that's pretty cool. But I'm just looking at emails that I am getting now. And yesterday I received it. Okay, this is an email I got yesterday. I thought so. And then I know there has been a rumor going around that Taylor Swift is dating Tim Tebow. And I don't think I have congratulated one of my favorite rappers, especially around this time last year. He was like one of my favorite new rappers. And that's Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose regarding their news of their engagement. I received this email from a Q-Point, 92Q Jams, BeMore92Q.com. I'm a big supporter of LaDon Black, a relationship expert who has radio personality at that station also. But I received that email this morning. So many of you probably already heard news because in the story, they report that Amber tweeted out news of the engagement and also tweeted out a picture on Instagram of her engagement ring. So I have to check that out. So the picture that I have in my email is a picture of both of them kissing each other and just very happy to be celebrating their engagement. So congratulations to both of them. I love to see when people are happy in love, single and in love, and so on. But really, where do you think Peyton Manning will end up? Wouldn't it be something if he became like a saint or a cowboy? But it looks like he might. If he doesn't stay with the Colts, it looks like he will be becoming a Dolphin. And so I think that's a good fit. I haven't heard anyone saying, oh, he shouldn't. You know, if that's what happens. I'm just looking over emails because I get so much. They're talking about the Lakers now. But I'm looking at the email, so this is amazing how I get so many freaking stories. And so I'm just trying to see. That's why I like to go ahead and write out a lot of, like, well, not write out, but just jot down my info. And I did jot down some, but breaking news happens so much also. So it's just good to see what's going on, like, right now, current events, current news, breaking news. Yeah, they're talking about Kobe and Dwayne Wade on Mike and Mike right now. They're talking to Dave Miller of ESPN, Los Angeles, and he said that good players don't play with revenge. But Kobe was like, well, it was an accident. He didn't try to hurt my nose. So I'm not trying to get any type of revenge. I had seen that. You all, I'm sure most of you have seen that interview also. He said, I'm not trying to get any revenge. I'm just playing some, well, this is me talking. He just want to play him some good ball. And, of course, always win. Kobe always want his team to win, regardless of who he, who the Lakers are playing against. This is something I have been thinking about. Do you all think Kobe will retire a Laker? For some reason, I've wondered if he, I mean, I know he's not even close to retiring. I guess that's one reason why I wonder, will he retire a Laker? Yeah, I'm just curious. You want to share that with me, you know, online, message me or whatever. That's a good conversation piece. It's really good to start Reg Roughneck on that topic about if I don't know if I've ever asked him that question or not. He probably is, I don't know. He probably think he would retire a Laker. But you know what? I don't know. I could see him as a Maverick. But I'm looking at a Fox News story that Demi Moore is from rehab to vacation. So sending love to Demi Moore. She's been in rehab, since January. So they're saying from rehab to vacation. So if she's on vacation, have a fun vacation. I love to be on vacation, on working vacation. But I spent quality time with her friends and family and so on. So I've loved Demi Moore since her early days, since the 80s. And I hope she's feeling better and ready to get back to doing things, just living her normal life and enjoying her loved ones and working. And being the fabulous celebrity that she is. And come to think of it, I do miss her tweeting and so on. But she hasn't tweeted, has she? I don't know. This is amazing. But we have about 3 more minutes, and I want to remind you all to remember I am a Mark girl, independent rep for Mark Cosmetics and Avon brand. And currently we are introducing a new fragrance line called Night Iris. So visit my e-boutique. Shout out to my new Mark mentor, who is based in Georgia, Mandy Smith, and all the Mark girls and guys around the country and world, and those at the New York City headquarters, and also in Cincinnati. But visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams, and also be sure to friend my Facebook pages, one with my pseudonym name, stage name, pen name, Miss Beth Nelson, and Beth Mark Girl Rep. That's the one for Mark. And also, Mark Girl has a Facebook page just called Mark Girl, Mark-Girl, and also on Twitter, at Mark Girl. You know, Ashley Green is the brand ambassador for Mark, and she's the spokesperson also for the charitable arm of Mark Cosmetics Empowerment Foundation, a foundation which was created with Lauren Conrad and Mark regarding bringing acknowledgement and awareness to the public regarding teen dating violence. Very, very important organization. And I would love if I could get Rihanna and Chris Brown involved with that organization also. You know, that's an organization that would be good for both of them, whom I love so much, you know, just to me to be involved. We've always thought that. But now since they're showing that they're working together, I'm not getting into their personal business, but just a good, positive organization. But time's almost up, and I don't want to get cut off. So just thank you so much. And tomorrow will be the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. More than likely, we'll air at the normal time at 5:30. And also, I'm going to start posting vids and doing more webcam communication, especially regarding my journey of being from chubby to fit. You know, I had to really get myself together to do that because the camera adds 15 pounds, you know. Well, again, thank you and God bless. And until next time. And those of you that want to be guests soon or become a guest co-host, just notify me. Plus those who would love to advertise, notify me. Thank you again for listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth.